You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
All the way from Burbank Studios, inside of a garage. Ladies and gentlemen, these two gentlemen have been together for a while.
3 months.
Three months. But have built a fan base well over 2 million and growing.
Growing, yes.
We got a sidekick by the name of Bo Bowker.
Yep.
And on the ones and two, DJ Ryan Live.
Is his name Ryan Live?
His mother named him DJ Ryan Live. And all the way from OMG Insider, you can watch that at 2 o'clock in the morning on CBS.
Oh, whatever. It's on at 7. 7 and 7:30. I'm not on an overnight show, all right?
My bad. Give it up for Michael Yo. And his sidekick.
That's the crowd, by the way.
An evil nemesis.
In a hoodie.
In a hoodie. Who actually grew up in the hood.
Oh, what?
And it's gangster himself. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one and only blood. Subu. Joe Coy.
Boo!
Whatever.
All right, that was Joe Coy's announcer
voice.
No,
I didn't. That wasn't me.
Oh, yeah, that was our announcer. That's right. That's our announcer guy.
Constipated man.
Sounds like Joe Coy a little bit. Was that one of your cousins?
Yeah, that was one of my cousins. It's called I'm Holding My Shit In. No. Holding My Shit In guy. I got like a list of characters that I do. It's crazy.
You're talented, man.
I'm really talented.
Welcome to the show. It's December 17th.
Hey, I just want you guys
We're a week away from Christmas. Do you know that, Joe?
That's crazy.
That's scary.
Have you gotten your Christmas shopping done?
No. I only have my mom and dad, so that's easy. Like, my mom just wants a purse.
Oh, my God!
What?
Are you kidding me? My mom, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it has to be an expensive purse.
Yes, that's all they want.
It's fucked up, man. Every year, I buy my mom, like, a Gucci or a Louis. Every year.
Can I tell you what my mom gets me every year?
Go ahead.
Socks.
What?
Socks and underwear.
And she wants a
purse? Every year, socks and underwear. I'm like, Mom, that's it? She's like, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's all you need.
But you can never
have enough sock.
Yeah, that's what she says.
You can never have enough sock.
That's terrible. Does your dad get you a different present, or he just
puts his name on the tag? Dad doesn't care. My dad's giving up. You know, he's just there.
On you or life
just,
or what?
Just everything.
Yeah.
His dad is a stereotypical husband.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the old school, whatever she says.
Whatever.
Right. Yeah.
My dad,
I'm wearing pants today. I don't know what color they are.
I told you, my dad has a closet that he stays in all day.
That's a weird thing.
He does stocks in a closet. And my mom is like, she'll be joking. Like, I'll say, where's my dad? She's like, oh, let me get him. He in closet. But he's really in a closet doing stocks. To get away from my mom, he built out a closet as a stock room, like where he does his stocks.
That's awesome. The closet
is not, it's like half this room. No clothes in it. He took everything out. So my dad all day is in a closet.
That's weird, man. That's really small.
Yeah, and my dad's trying, my mom's trying
His dad's big, too.
He is not big.
My dad's like 6'6", 225 pounds.
No, my dad's 5'11". Oh. No, maybe 6 foot, 185 pounds. But anyway,
I was way off.
My mom's trying to move him into the living room because, you know, women can't function if they don't know what the guy is doing.
Right.
If the dude is enjoying time without them around, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so my mom's trying to put him in, build him an office in the house. And my dad's like, nope, I'm going to stay in the closet.
That's so, what does he stock?
To be honest, I think he has one stock and that's it. And he just watches it grow. And it barely moves. Right.
But that's more.
But he won't leave that closet.
But that's more entertaining than hanging out with my mom, I guess.
Oh, that's sad.
No. They've been together 40 years this year.
Wow.
That's a long time. You know everything about the other person at 40 years.
Yeah, you do.
Everything.
That sounds so boring.
I know. That's
no,
why.
But they have fun. Like, they do dance. Like, my dad loves Dancing with the Stars. They do dance class together.
That's cool.
A lot of things. But when he wants his private time, he goes in the closet.
I bet your dad can dance. I can bet. You know what I mean?
My mom always says he can't.
I know you can't dance.
Dude, I got rhythm, dude.
No, I've seen you.
I could be a Jabberwocky.
Oh, man. Jesus.
I could.
Are you a better dancer or rapper?
That's a tough one.
That's pretty close, man. I mean, because one, I'm one of the top rappers in the country right now. But I wouldn't be one of the best dancers in the country.
Okay.
But rappers, yes.
Can I get back to my mom real quick?
Sure.
Sorry to, I know you want to brag about yourself right now, but... But I want to talk about this purse situation.
Yes,
Asian
it's real.
Moms, okay, because I don't know what it is with Asian moms, but all they want for Christmas is an expensive purse.
That's it.
Okay, so my mom has like these friends that buy her purses also. Now, I, of course, buy the most expensive purse. Hands down. Every year, my purse is the most expensive one. Gucci, Louis. It's either one of those two. I never go anywhere else, okay? My mom, right, I just bought her this big-ass Louis. You know what I mean? The duffel, what all the girls have. And then she's walking around with her son at the mall with a Coach purse that her friend gave her. Like a Coach purse from like Nordstrom Rack. And I was pissed. I'm like, Mom, I just bought you a fucking Louis purse. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, but my friend got me this Coach. And I'm like, okay, well then, Mom, if you want to just bootleg shit, right, I would have bought you something from Target.
Is that like a power move on her part? Like not but dude, giving like, you the credit?
How mean is that?
That's what I'm saying.
I only see my mom like twice a year, and I bought you this expensive purse.
At least wear
it. You're going to grab the Coach? Oh, am I being weird? Am I being stupid?
No. I think your mom is like all Asian moms. I think Asian moms want really expensive presents so they can put in the – because it's not about them using it. It's about them bragging to their other friends, because we know Asian moms love to brag.
Yes.
Like, they don't
That's
like
a big
to
thing.
Like, here's the thing. When I was a terrible student in school, my mom was so upset because all her other friends would say, my kid's A+, doing this. They got the bumper sticker on their car. Now, my mom is the one that's like, oh, your son doctor? Oh, lawyer? Okay, turn on TV.
My God, my mom does the same thing.
Same thing, right? They're all the same. Asian moms, they do not care about you buying them the purse. They care about bragging to their friends what you got them.
Right.
My mom, okay, when I told her I wanted to be a comic, wanted nothing to do with me, right? Then I got on TV and all that shit. Now she doesn't even call me her son or even call me Joe. She calls me Joe Coy.
Oh, you know my son?
No, to me.
Oh, to you?
Yes.
That's
in
weird.
Public. She'll go Joe Coy.
Oh, so everybody can hear
really?
The
name.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. When she Facebooks, instead of saying, like, when we take a picture and she'll Facebook it, she doesn't go, me and my son. She'll go, me and Joe Coy. Guess who came through the house to eat Thanksgiving dinner? Joe Coy and my grandson. And I'm like, Mom, why are you putting Joe Coy in capital letters, by the way? Mm-hmm. Everything else is lowercase, and then my name's capital.
And doesn't even put your son's name in there.
No. And grandson.
Oh, and I saw her at the show. Front and center. She had a posse with her. She was rolling deep.
Rolls deep. That
I thought she was performing.
That's the Asian mom.
I thought she was going to perform that night. That's
she
won. Like.
By the way, she would
have. Mom, get up here.
What do you want me to do? I can still dance. Look at that. Am I making this up?
No. Asian moms are like that. Like my mom, she saw me in Houston. I went home to perform. Everybody came out. It was like a homecoming. And my mom's sitting like third row.
Of course.
And center, so everybody can see her.
Big, beautiful outfit.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
The best outfit.
The best.
And like walked around to everyone to say hello before the show.
Hello.
My son about to perform.
Yeah.
So,
is everything okay?
Yeah. Like they're hosting the whole night for you.
That's so fucking true.
It is. They walk around to random people they don't know just to make sure they're okay and to let you know you're about to see my son.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Who are you? I am the guy that you come to see, mother.
So my mom does all this, and then she's like, before the show, she says, don't say any jokes about me. I hate that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, which means she wants
she
jokes.
Wants you to say it, because then they just shut. My dad said, like, my mom was so happy that, but she was excited, but she got all this attention and she loved it.
Oh, loves
it. They love the attention.
My mom loves it. You know, Mom.
Yeah, right.
You know firsthand.
Yeah.
My mom is addicted to it. One time my mom told me, Joseph, at the end of my show, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, hey, good show, Mom, good show, Joe, this is what she said. She goes, Joseph, you forgot that one story about when I did that, and then I took the thing from you, and you forgot to say it. Why? You should have done it.
She wanted her joke in.
I'm like, Mom, I did 30 fucking minutes on you. You wanted 36? You can't say good job?
You forgot a joke about me?
Oh. You know, one time at the Treasure Island, were you there? My mom made, you know, I have my merch table.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the merch table, she sat and signed the shirt that has her picture on it.
Oh my God. No way.
Signing it.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
And had her friend standing behind her.
And they loved it. The friends loved the attention too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I am the friend of his mother. And I am behind her. I hand her the Sharpie so she can sign the shirt.
I know Joe when he was this big.
Oh,
man. Yep.
Oh, that's a lie, too. I don't know any of my mom's friends when I was a kid. But yet, they're all coming out of the woodwork now.
Right.
Did your Asian mom try to make you learn an instrument?
Yes.
The piano?
Saxophone for me.
And violin for me.
Really?
It was piano and violin.
Oh, every Asian.
And tap. My mom made me take tap class. I was the only dude in tap class.
Did your mom put you in talent shows or anything like that? Because I was in talent shows.
I did. She put me in a talent show, and I was a break dancer. And all I did was do the centipede the whole time.
Fuck? Me too.
You right.
I have pictures.
I do too. Yeah. I was in a break.
We didn't have a video camera back then. It's all documented by photos. But yeah, I did the moonwalk.
I did too. I just moonwalked and then centipede and then did a couple like.
Yeah, you know, did that.
The wave. And then I had two other guys that danced with me.
Hilarious.
Were we in the same school?
I did Michael Jackson. Yeah. I did Billie Jean.
No, we did Herbie Hancock.
I did too. Rocket.
Yeah.
These are weird new stereotypes that you guys are creating.
Because it's true. I think, yeah. I don't know what it is. But
it's
but
a
I
true
think,
stereotype.
I
think yeah, right,
during,
no.
I think during that time, that era, like Asians were kind of still new to this country. No, I'm not even joking.
I know. It just
so their
funny.
Kids were kind of like their social outlet. Like look, I look what my kid can do.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's
the only validation they could get is if you were successful in a lot of different things. They could be like, "Oh, my kid can do this. He can do this."
Yeah, they live through you.
Yeah, like my thing is, I just could play football, basketball, and track.
Right.
But my parents, Asian parents, don't care about sports.
No.
They all about studies
and
playing instruments. Yes.
Jeez.
Even though my mom dropped out of high school,
mom too.
This is weird.
And my mom didn't even get a degree.
Yeah,
and she kept saying everyone needs a degree.
Yes.
I'm like, Mom, you don't have a degree. Why am I going to get a degree? I got a C- high school. That was my GPA. I barely graduated.
Serious.
And you want me to go to college? Really? You want me to be a doctor? You want me to be a doctor, Mom? I failed English.
You would be the worst doctor ever.
The worst.
You couldn't tell them what's wrong with them?
Right. Joseph, you should be a doctor or a lawyer or a nurse. These are all real career choices my mom chose for me. If you like sports so much, Joseph, get into sports medicine. What the fuck does that mean? I'm dumb, Mom. I can't go
to college. Did you feel dumb in like high school and stuff?
Yes.
You knew you were dumb?
Here's the thing.
First of all, you're not a dumb guy.
I'm very smart.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Well, I'm dumb. Look, here's the thing. I knew I was going to be a comic when I was 10, 11 years old. So I already knew I was really, really funny.
Right, right.
Like when I was like 10, 11, like I was making adults laugh. I knew I had like some kind of talent.
Right.
Because I traveled a lot because my dad was in the military.
Right.
So when I went to a new school, I always told myself, I'm going to be the funny guy. I always said that to myself. I had to say something because I didn't have friends.
Right. Yeah.
So I was like, don't worry. I'll be the funny one. Everyone's going to like me because I'm funny. And I knew it because I'd always end up like 2 weeks into my new school. Joe's the funny kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I knew when I was very young that I was going to be a comic. Dude, I used to practice my autograph and shit when I was a kid. Because I knew when I got out of high school.
That's when kids, we actually wrote.
Right. Yeah.
Like cursive
pens.
Was a big deal when we wrote. We were like, oh, I get to learn cursive. Now kids don't even know how to write.
But that's why I didn't really pursue school.
Right.
Like I didn't give a shit. And I even told myself, I was like, I'm going to make it in stand-up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a comic.
That's awesome.
And that's what happened.
Did you ever want to give up?
Never. And my mom, dude, when I
oh
when
my mom
when my ex was pregnant, and I still wasn't making it, I was still doing these $100 rooms around town, and I wasn't headlining anywhere. There was a point where I was like, God, maybe I should just give it up a little bit and just get like a full time job. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you got a baby on the way.
But then I was like, fuck, I can't. I ended up getting three part time jobs, wow. and really grinding hard.
You know what's funny is my mom, wanted me to quit entertainment, like radio, because I was making no money. I was an intern for like 8 months, getting paid minimum wage, couldn't support myself, really, and wanted me to quit. And quit and work for them so bad so they could open up more restaurants and do their thing.
Right.
And it's so interesting to hear her now. She won't admit that.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, I never said that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever have thoughts of giving up?
No, because I love radio so much. Like, I everything that started from TV to comedy all started in radio. I love radio. I that's why I love this podcast so much.
Right, yeah.
This is an outlet where, better than radio, I played songs in between. This... It's like I told you before, when we missed that one show, to see that passion for people and to see that we're part of their lives and they really listen to us.
Yeah.
And
well, they listen to me.
You just
I'm
took
sorry,
a great moment.
Wow,
you just took a great moment.
I knew that going in that I was about to like totally shit on your sentimental moment.
You just shitted on a great moment.
I know. And I felt so bad. But it was going nowhere. Like, it's horrible radio. It's horrible
it's
podcast.
Great. Oh, I'm sorry.
But I had to interrupt it. I had to interrupt it. Like, because the people are listening right now, and they're like, God, shut the fuck
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know podcast etiquette, because I'm not on Adam Carolla and shows like that I don't promote my own show.
I, unfortunately, am. Successfully, I am. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Great.
Yeah, why don't you promote this show?
Well, that's what I'm doing.
No, you don't. You do not promote this show. I got tweets that said, oh, my God, if Joe would have promoted your show, I would have been listening a long time ago on Adam Carolla. Why? You know why? Because you're a bitch.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't care what show I'm on.
That's a mean word to say to your friend.
Yes, you're my friend. That's why I'm calling you a bitch. You're too scared to even say you're on a podcast, on your own podcast.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Are you ashamed of us?
How dare you raise your voice to me? I got 40,000 fucking flyers floating across this country.
Me too! Me too!
Don't.
Me too!
Me too! What?
Like, do you believe the nerve of this guy?
Yeah, that you don't say it.
Do you believe the nerve of this guy?
That you don't say it on Adam Carolla's show? Why are you such a bitch?
I'm not a bitch.
Why don't you say it?
Because I will say it.
Because everybody else promotes what they're doing on the show.
But they don't promote another podcast.
Yes, they do.
Is that what you feel weird?
Yeah, I think it's
promoting...
kind of disrespectful. That's Adam's podcast, and you know he invites me on as a guest, and. You know what I mean?
How does he introduce you?
He doesn't plug Chelsea. He doesn't plug anything.
So he says Joe Coy.
Yeah, he just
a guy
says
you don't
Joe
know.
Coy, and then he plugs my dates, and I take that. You know, okay. I appreciate that. I don't want to go there and use his platform that he's built to promote another platform that's in direct competition, which isn't really competition.
Not at all.
Yeah. But it is. You know what I mean?
Like, I think he does introduce other people and say, like, oh,
that's so weird, like, a television show would show other television shows and promote their big nights. Like, we are CBS, but we promote Dancing with the Stars and different shows. Like, yeah, that never happens.
Okay. See, well, I know what you did right there. Okay? You took an argument to fucking let everybody know that you're on a hit show called... on CBS. That's what you did
there. No. I did it to show you that what you're saying is complete bullshit.
Okay. Yeah, I did see that too. But also, subliminally, you indirectly let everybody know that, hey, I'm on
a... No.
Inside.
I never said my show. I never said my show. Never said it.
You know what he did? I called him on the phone. Well, first of all, he called me.
Yeah.
He called me. So, which means he didn't have to call me at this particular moment. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So he calls me... on the plane, en route to Las Vegas, whispering, because there's people sitting next to him. Hey, man. hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Look, so just want to clarify, we're going to do the podcast next week, right? Yeah, man. You could have just texted that to me. I already told you that, yes. Yeah, just, you know, double checking because we need to be there, you know, reserve the time. And you pay for half and I'll pay for half. And, you know, okay, we'll just reserve the time. Make sure the guys are... all right, Mike, we already fucking did this via text. I don't know why you're... I know, I just want to verbally get this right, you know. It's an oral contract. And then I go, why are you going to Vegas? Oh, man, I can't tell you right now. I'm going to Vegas, you know, I have to interview. You know, I can't tell you, there's people sitting next to me.
Oh, man.
I didn't want to sound like that guy to say it.
But you just did.
But I, you know what?
But he just did he not?
You know why I didn't say it? Because we had a whole show about how he says I name drop.
I know.
So I didn't say the name at all.
Which, in the last show and a half, you have not dropped one name. I noticed that in our last show.
So I didn't want to, because here's the thing. If I would have said the name over the phone, guess what? Joe would have said it on the show.
Okay,
but name dropped in front of people.
But what he did—that's
how much that podcast affected me.
I was thinking
about that on the phone with Joe. I was like, "No,
am I a name dropper?"
No. But listen,
messed up, man.
Listen,
got in your head.
But him not saying the name,
right?
But saying I'm about to interview somebody,
right?
Already put it out there. Everybody on the plane.
No, I was whispering.
Like,
nobody
oh,
heard
shit,
me.
Shit, that is him.
Now here's a point of clarification. Did you ask him the name? You asked him the name?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
He dropped the whole interview thing.
Okay.
No,
okay.
You asked me what I was doing going to Vegas.
Why
I was like,
I go, oh, shit, going to Vegas? You
right. yeah. Oh, no, don't change the story. Like, you said it right
there. Oh, shit, going to Vegas?
Nah,
he's lying. Have some fun in
he's
Vegas?
Lying now.
And then
he's
goes,
lying.
No,
he's lying. He said it right the first time. He asked me what I was doing going
to
Vegas. You're such a liar, Joe.
I have to do a major interview for... Receiving.
Now you
I
know.
Tell
now,
you
now,
right.
all you people,
Major
I can't
listen,
tell you right
Bo,
now. But
he
CBS,
said it right the first time.
Right.
CBS is flying me out. This is
all garbage right now because
second,
he's lying. Because he said it right the first time.
I there's people sitting around me. I don't really want to say it. Right
you know
now,
he's lying now because
CBS.
He said it right the first time. He asked me what I was doing going to Vegas. I was right. like, oh, you know, I don't want to say it right now. So I hung up.
Can you,
then he texted me in capital letters, Britney Spears! Britney Spears, motherfucker! I'm going to the show for free! I get to go backstage! I'm a hugger!
I did say Britney Spears. I did not capitalize it. And
yeah,
I didn't go,
he did, with six exclamation points.
Such a liar.
I'm so excited, man!
Oh, if you check my Instagram at Michael Yo, you can see the picture of us.
Unbelievable.
Nice.
She was awesome. You know what? Can I tell you something?
She's gorgeous.
She's good looking, but yeah. It was an interesting interview.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Can you expand on that?
She's beautiful and lovely.
Okay.
Yeah. I had fun. And she loves cupcakes. She was eating a cupcake.
That's a hard-hitting interview.
Yeah, 60 Minutes should be proud.
Yeah, you really got the scoop.
So you like sprinkles?
Sprinkles or no sprinkles?
Sprinkles is delicious, huh? Oops, I can't.
The people
want to
know, Brittany. We demand answers.
You know, I could have been a Jabberwocky.
We could be competing against each other right now.
Can I get a free shirt? I promise I'll wear it when I go work out.
Can I tell you, I interviewed her.
I'm Michael Yo.
Who sounds like that?
You, when you interview people.
I don't.
I like cupcakes, too.
Anyway, I interviewed her when she was 16 years old.
Wow.
Really?
Back in the day, man, when she was, oops, I did it again, girl.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yo, when that video came out, I masturbated all over my TV on accident.
She was
though.
16.
So?
Like, I understand
when she was dressed like 22-year-old.
I understand if the one with the snake or like the one where she was totally ripped, slave
that
for you.
That schoolgirl outfit was hot with the bubble gum and the ponytails.
You're a child molester.
Bullshit. First of all, I had no idea she was 16 when that video came out. I don't think anyone did.
That's her fault.
It wasn't until after
That's
I was.
Her fault.
Hey, look! It wasn't until after I was cleaning the TV screen that they announced that she was 16, and I started crying, and then I started masturbating again.
So you cry when you masturbate?
Yep.
That's weird.
No, he masturbates when he cries.
This is a disgusting.
Yep. This episode. Is really taking
hey, you're,
a turn.
You're the guys that took it there. I was just telling a real story that happened, you know.
About you meeting someone famous again and had to interview him.
You brought it up, Joe. You brought up the story.
You did.
Who
you
else did.
Did
you interview? Enrique Iglesias?
No, we hung out.
You hung
we went
out?
We went to dinner.
See?
I know
did
him from
you?
Miami.
Yeah.
I know him from Miami.
You don't know him from Miami.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't know him from Miami. It was a fucking interview set up by OMG Insider for one of his concerts.
Do you want to see
don't
his,
act
do
you like you guys were friends.
Do you want to see
it
his
was set up by a producer.
Do you want to see his text messages to me? I mean, do you?
Yeah, of course. Now he's got text messages, but can you show me the text message from 1997 when you were in Miami? No,
We've been friends for 10 years, Joe.
Bullshit!
I swear. I tell you, you want to know how
here,
it happened?
Bo, I want you to be Michael Yo, and I'm Enrique. So, you walk up to me after 10 years later. God. Walk up to me,
Enrique.
Hey,
man,
Michelle.
No, it's pronounced
Miguel.
Michael. No, come on, man. These people.
I don't sound like that, first of all.
Miguel!
I don't sound like that, first of all. What?
Oh, now you're making a black voice.
Yeah. Definitely.
Go ahead with the black voice. I like this. Go ahead with the black voice. Go ahead.
He snaps because he's trying to.
Enrique, what's up?
Yeah, you served me at Taco Cabana in Miami.
No, man, 10 years of friendship.
Oh yeah, 10 years ago. Yeah, you were bartender at
radio, man.
We listen to radio at the bar. Right?
No, man, we're friends. You got my number, right?
I gotta go. Okay.
First of all, Bo being black was awful. And what? Joe being Enrique, but with an Asian twist, was really messed up.
He's half Filipino.
I know, but he doesn't sound Asian.
He's half Filipino.
I know.
And he was raised by his Filipino mom.
I know
his
her too.
His dad had nothing to do with him until he was 19. I saw the fucking documentary.
Oh my God. You're annoying. Anyway.
Okay, for someone that knows Enrique 10 years ago, and for you not to even know that information, that upsets me because I caught you in a lie again.
I knew all that information. And for the people in Miami.
For people that think Michael Yo lie a lot, please tweet
people lie
at
a lot.
Michael Yo.
For people that know Michael Yo lie a lot, would you please tweet? Would you please tweet? I don't lie a lot.
I didn't get your dad in this.
No, I didn't. I don't lie a lot.
You just got caught in another lie.
Oh my. Okay, Joe, whatever.
You didn't like my impression?
No, your impression was awful.
Okay, your impression.
That's what you sound like.
Bo, your impression is an impression of a white racist man.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Doing a horrible Sambo accent.
Yes. That's terrible.
It is.
I would never do that. No.
Now, Joe, for the people.
Then do it. Do it right now.
For the people that are younger, they need to know what Sambo is. Go ahead, Joe.
I don't know. It's right, like good. Blackface with the paint the white lips.
Yes.
That's what you do. It's so bad.
No, it's not.
It's like
no.
A white person that'll put a blackface on.
It's such a horrible. When I do Michael Yo's dad with the black, it sounds like his dad.
No, it really doesn't, but it sounds black.
Shut up, motherfucker. See?
You don't think mine sounded black?
Try it. See, now you can't do it because you have to put you have to put the hoodie on, don't you?
Oh, what's up, white people? What? That's good.
Do it again.
What's up, white peoples?
White peoples?
What's up, white peoples? Hello, welcome to the podcast. I'm with Joe Coys. We're talking about black people things today. And we got a white guy in studio. What's up, white person?
Hi.
That was good.
Okay, Joe, we need a character name for this.
Oh, God.
Bo, the black white guy?
Yeah.
Black white.
Blacky white.
Okay.
Dude, that is such a horrible accent. You're Blacky so white. Racist.
What's up? It's Blacky White, y'all.
Keep going.
You're tuning into the Michael Yo and Joe Coy podcast with Bo Bowker and Blacky White. I got new T-shirts coming out.
What's it called?
It's called Blacky White. It's just a big picture of my face.
Hashtag Blacky White.
That is
white.
So horrible.
That is so horrible. Awesome.
We're going to get a lot of pissed off.
No, yeah. I think
black listeners.
I think black people are laughing right now.
I hope so.
Because black people are like, man, this white dude is stupid.
It's going to get real racist. What's your favorite? What's your favorite thing to eat, Blacky White?
What, you think I'm going to say watermelon, don't you?
No. No.
You're terrible.
Know.
No, you're terrible.
What is it then?
Pecans. What? They're delicious. Eat one. Try it. I don't care.
What's your favorite sport? Hold on. What's your favorite sport, Blacky White?
Everything. Just everything sports.
But hands down, which one is your ultimate favorite?
Ping pong. What?
Hold on. When did black and white turn gay? Like, black and white sounds gay, too.
We went from a black guy to a gay.
Black people can't be gay now? You got this
black
racism.
Black and white is a gay black guy. I love it. Black and white turned into a gay black dude.
Oh, what's your favorite singer? Who's your favorite singer?
Mm-hmm. Enrique Iglesias, Michael Yo's best friend.
Black and white. Black and white, new character. BBG and black and white.
Yeah, black and white. BW. BW.
Oh,
black
God.
Black and white, man.
God, dude. Do you have anything to say to us? Any news or anything?
Any news, black and white?
Will you tell? Oh, no.
What do we got, Bo?
I wanted you to tell us about the friend zone.
Okay, listen to this, Joe.
Yes.
So I am digging this girl.
Okay.
1,000%. I'm so into it.
This is the one that you were telling us about.
2 weeks ago, and I missed last week because you lied and said I was constipated or something. I don't know.
No, you had gonorrhea.
No, you had gonorrhea.
No, I really didn't.
But you told everyone that you did.
I was interviewing people. I was doing my job.
My bad.
With gonorrhea? That's impressive.
That's horrible. I hope you didn't touch them.
Yeah.
So I'm into this girl. This story goes back 2 weeks ago. I'm into this girl, and then she hits me with the line, you know when you're about to get friend zones? They say the exact same thing to you as guys usually say to girls. And yes. I knew it was coming. And okay. The world slowed down.
Oh, no.
And it said, you are my best friend. No.
Ever.
Ever. She's like, you have everything I want. I'm not ready for a relationship.
Oh, shit.
Can we be friends?
Oh, she actually said the words blatantly.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shit. I'm
but
sorry,
see, Mike, I told you she was a friend. You did. Man. I told you that when you said that you heard another guy in the background when she was talking to you.
No, I didn't
phone.
Know. There was no other guy in the background.
Hang that phone up so I can keep fucking you.
No, that was a different girl.
He tried to act like he didn't hear that. What was that in the back?
You watching TV?
What is that? Is that CSI? I think I'm watching that too. Hey, tell that motherfucker from OMG that I'm still fucking your mouth. Now hang the phone up so I can keep fucking your mouth. It's a play on words. You see how I said yo? Oh, that's weird. That it sounds like he's talking to me. Anyways, can you turn your TV down? Because I have a serious question I want to ask you. I want to ask you a serious question about our relationship. But just right now, it's just not a good time to really talk right now. Hang that phone up so I keep fucking your mouth. That motherfucker keep calling. It was a black guy, right? Remember, it was a black guy that was fixing her couch.
Oh, that was
it?
A different one.
That was a different one. That was two girls ago.
Dang, you keep getting put in the friend zone.
No, the other one, I just didn't live close to her. And I was done paying for flights back and forth and shit like that from New York.
She's good looking, by the way. Oh, yeah. She's a hottie.
I'm
not going to lie, though. And Bo will vouch for me.
Here goes a lie.
But Bo's going to vouch for me. That one girl in New York, I think I know why she stopped talking to you. And I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Because she came to my show, and I think she started having a thing for me, too.
Oh, no.
I'm just being honest, man. I saw it in her eyes, and I gave her that look like, hey, man, me and yo are close. And I would never do that to Mike.
Such a liar.
But she had that look like, take me. Take my body now.
You can't say that stuff to Yo because
he's lying
seriously.
Anyway. He's lying.
In the green room. You remember when I brought her into my green room?
Yeah.
He's such a... Bo can't lie.
She came to the show.
Yep.
You're talking about the producer girl, right?
Yeah, Joe.
Yes. I took her. She came to the green room. She was like, what does a green room look like? I was like, oh, come on.
What's a green room? The producer doesn't know what a green room looks like.
Because she was in the green room with me.
No, what does the green room look like in a famous comedy club? I was like, oh, well, come here. Let me show you. Because she's never seen it. I was like, I took her. And then she closed the door behind her, which kind of freaked me out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she came in and then closed the door.
Are you really going through this?
And I was
story?
Like, so this is the green room. And then she kind of just looked at me like, you know what I mean? Like, just take me.
Oh, man.
And I just looked at her and I gave her that look like, I can't do that. Me and Michael are very close. That's my dude. And I would never do that. And I didn't have a condom.
Yeah. That's a good friend.
That's
you're
a good
great,
friend.
You thank know? You, Joe.
Now, if I had a condom, I'm sorry. We probably wouldn't be friends right now. But I didn't have a condom, and I chose our friendship.
She's one of the best.
Yeah, I love her, man. She's a great person. And a great kisser. great kisser. Bo.
Oh, yeah.
Great kisser.
Yeah.
You know, you...
What?
Because of her, I now buy, what is it? Butterscotch chapstick. That's what she was wearing that day. I kept saying, I go, God, can I get more of that chapstick?
Oh.
Yeah, right here.
It's on my lips.
Dude, we only got 10 minutes left in this. This went by so fast. Yeah. Oh, just so everyone knows, we're only doing 45-minute shows for the holiday break. And when we come back, we'll have a big announcement. We're going to be full video stream. And video streams is going to be off to about the middle of January, but we will keep uploading shows. As always, you can hit us up at Michael Yo, at Joe Coy.
Yes.
Do you guys have any? I stepped on my own plaque. Damn. Epo Balker. Damn. It's my one chance. Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions? Are you guys?
Yes.
Yeah?
I want to get more flexible. I want to tell you.
What?
The older I get. Why is everybody laughing?
Fucking ridiculous. Go on.
Dude,
I'm sorry, go
the
on.
Older I'm getting, I'm feeling not flexible, and I just feel like if I'm flexible, then my life will be better.
How?
What is this?
He wants to, I asked him if he had New Year's resolutions, and he said to become more flexible.
That's gross.
Not in his schedule, but like a gymnast.
No. I just want to be able to like move freely, and like I don't want my body tightening up.
When I'm making love, I want my ankles by my ear.
No, what? Not like that.
How is your?
I want to be able to touch my like hands to the floor and not hurt.
What's that going to do for you?
Nothing, but it make me feel better. Like I just being. If you read, flexibility makes you feel better all over. It makes you stand taller.
Right,
it makes
right.
you. I want that. Like I'm all. Yeah. I'm next year. I'm all green. I'm like going
no,
to go
not.
Healthy. I'm going to get
no,
super
not.
Lean.
No, you're not.
Do
I'm
yoga?
Willing to bet a lot of money on that.
How much you want to bet?
1,000.
That what?
That you can't remain all green for the whole year.
Well, not all green, Joe.
But then don't say all green.
Wait, oh, Mr. Technical here.
No, I'm just saying, don't lie. That, like, our listeners like the truth. And
okay.
That's the reason why we have a
podcast.
I'm going
to be super
healthy
next year.
Okay.
And then be flexible.
Are you going to be all green?
No.
So then you're
I will be mostly green.
So you're going to eat fish?
Yes.
And what else?
Steak. I'm going to eat everything.
But then you're going to be all the same.
No, I'm going to be 90% green and once a week have steak.
Green
or
and lean
fish.
And flexible.
Dude, flexibility is the key to life, man.
Is it really?
Yes.
Then I'm going to start stretching.
Thank you. I'm telling you, better get on it. Like, you notice people.
I do yoga, man.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a person that's overweight that's flexible? No.
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 But what people do you see flexible? Thin, fit people are flexible.
But you
why?
Look like
because
a...
it goes. I am fit and lean. Thank you.
All right, settle down.
But I'm not flexible.
Well, right, you have a lot of estrogen. I've hugged you.
What is that?
He's
you
just
felt it?
He's very soft.
I am not soft.
You're softer than most guys.
What the fuck? You go hugging around a bunch of guys or something?
Men, yeah. Like when I see my dude friends, I'll hug them. Like, all right, that's.
So
yeah.
You judge yeah.
What up,
guy
dude?
You hug?
What up, dude? And then I hug you and it's just a little softer.
I'm like. Not soft, first of all. I'm pretty hard.
Joe and I hug and we'll be
like
oh man,
like
keeping it tight.
Look
man.
At Bo.
I'm not soft.
Soft. No, you look soft. You
no,
look
I'm
dopey.
I'm a little soft.
I think
right
the
now.
Right word
right
to
now.
Describe you would be dopey.
Dopey?
Wow.
What?
See,
that's not, first of all, that's not even a fucking term for the body. Can't
yeah,
have a dopey body.
Your body's
you
dopey.
Doughy?
Dopey.
That's not a thing for
dopey,
a body.
Dopey and doughy.
Not doughy.
Yeah.
Hear the
God damn it.
Yeah, actually, your body is kind of doughy.
It's not.
Yeah.
Where?
It looks like clay. It
doesn't look like clay.
How's
my
your
body,
touch
on
me.
The other hand, all I do is push-ups. And like when I take my shirt off, which I do slowly, people compare what I look like to like that ad on the Calvin Klein underwear packages.
Mm-hmm. I would say the Buddha.
Like, wow. That's
like
fucked up.
Good chest, but belly. Because you just want to do push-ups. Makes
see
sense.
That, man? And I don't even do that with you. I don't disrespect you like that.
What?
I don't.
Oh, no. Just talking about making out with a girl I dated. and you would have banged her, but you didn't
have. Think about it, man.
But, and you're
I
lying
saved
about
you
the whole
headache.
You're lying about the whole story anyway.
Well, really? Call her.
I already did.
Call her right now.
I already did. When
did you text her?
Yeah.
Well, let me text her too.
Yeah. Give me her number.
Just lie to him. Send. Don't tell him about the green room. Send. There.
Okay. Oh, can I tell you something? A couple weeks ago?
Oh, shit. What happened?
No, I am going to drop a name, but it's in a sad case.
Oh.
I was at the tribute for Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Like thousands of people went to this thing. Cars driving by. It was like a scene from the movie. It was incredible to be at this thing. I didn't know. It's weird how so many people love Paul Walker.
Well,
never talked
especially
about this.
That generation and, and culture. It's a huge culture.
Absolutely.
And he was like the forefront. Like, I mean, six of those movies. It's like the biggest.
Going on seven.
That thing makes more money than I think.
Any franchise
ever
did.
Franchise. It's got to be.
And what's crazy about it is my friends that don't know Paul Walker at all, like relationship-wise or anything, everybody just felt something for him. You know,
right.
But you got to think about it. If you're 30 years old or 40 years old, this dude has been part of your life for 15 years in those Fast and Furious franchises.
Yes.
Whether you're
yes.
a fan or not, you've seen him.
Right, right.
You know, and he's such a likable character in him. And I just wanted to throw it was such an incredible sight to be there and see the love and passion and to see that, you know, it was just good to see where normally it's the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh, he's a celebrity. He had 45 million. Oh, screw him.
Right.
This was like the opposite. It was like, dude, we really love this dude. And I know we never addressed this on the show, so that's why I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, man. He the way he went out, too, because I saw pictures of it, and the car is gone.
Yeah. Just
what
mangled.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He wasn't driving, though, correct?
No, his friend Roger Rodas was driving, and they owned a car shop. Like a block away, and they had high-end cars. And that car, like Jay Leno on a track, almost wrecked in it. Like that car, if it hits a bump, it will lose control.
So why are they driving it on the street?
I don't know. That's what people can't figure out. It's like a show car. It's not a car to be driven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's $450,000, and it just disintegrated. When they hit that, they said, and I think this, they said it was only going 45 miles per hour. It's false.
No way.
The way those trees fell and things, they were speeding.
Yeah.
They were going way fast. Yeah. But what happened is the gas tank on those cars are in the middle of the car, and the engine is in the back. So that just shows you how far that tree cut between that car, because it hit the gas tank in the middle of the car. That means it ripped between either the driver's side or between them or whatever.
And then exploded.
And it exploded.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the car that they were driving wasn't street legal.
It is street legal, but nobody drives them anymore because so many people have died from them. 25% of them are off the road because of wrecks. Like gone. And they only made them between 2004 to 2007, and they only made 1,330 of them. Because once they found out they weren't to be driven, they stopped making them. So now there's, you know, only
So people were just collecting them.
Yes. They're like collecting them. That's it.
Yeah, or
that's
like
crazy.
On a track.
So can
like
they sue? Can they sue Porsche for this?
No, because Porsche, they stopped making them. Porsche was like, if you have this car, they sent a letter out. If
you have
this car, you could die in it. It's not street appropriate. So that's why they stopped making.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah,
God bless his family, man.
Yeah,
he gone too soon. I heard he had a 13-year-old.
Yeah, something like that. 13
daughter,
15-year-old.
God damn it, man. That's so damn sad, man. And he was raising money
for the
typhoon victims.
Ah.
Anyways, I don't want to end on that note.
No. I just wanted because we haven't addressed it on our show, and it's been a couple weeks. But I wanted to throw it out there because our thoughts and prayers are out with his family.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now we transition into.
He's one of those guys that I like in Hollywood. I have a man crush on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do you have a man crush?
Yeah, Will Smith and Josh Duhamel. Like, I interviewed Josh, and I was interviewing him. I was like, a good-looking dude. You know, I give props to good-looking guys.
Mine has always been, like, Paul Walker, you know what I mean? Because you could just tell, this guy's been getting pussy since he was three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's Paul Walker.
Tribute.
Well, but no. But at, like, 30-something, he was...
Dude, at 30-something...
He was with a 16-year-old girl.
Okay, don't say that.
He was. That's the girl that had his baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway,
this has been a beautiful tribute to the life of Paul.
This tribute just went to shit. Jesus.
And on that note,
oh man, let me read. Before we get out, let me read. iTunes comment of the week.
My man crush anymore.
Go ahead.
It was Brad Pitt and Paul Walker.
Dude, Brad Pitt and Fight Club? Thank you. I wanted to be ripped in, like, Fight Club. Like, that was my body I wanted.
Yeah.
Like, Fight Club was a shit.
Yeah, mine's Brad Pitt from World War Z. And, but now guess who it is? After seeing his documentary.
Who?
The guy that plays Wolverine, Hugh.
Hugh Jackman. He's such a cool dude.
That dude is the shit.
Mm-hmm. He's dope.
Unbelievable actor. Unbelievable person. And I just, yeah, that's my man. That's my man crush. Who's your man crush?
Oh, Ryan Gosling, easily. Kiss him right now, right on the mouth.
Kiss him as black white, blacky white.
Oh, come here with those big ass beautiful lips. Oh my God, you are soft. You are soft. Oh my God, what do you use?
Is that Carmack?
Is that Carmack?
Dude, I can't believe 45 minutes just went by.
Oh, did it? Oh, black and white. Got a new character. Black and white. Say bye, black and white.
Bye, everybody.
Where are you going to be at?
I am in Kansas City.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. December 27th through 29th.
One of my favorite clubs. That's the Improv, by the way.
Yeah, the Improv. Yeah,
a lot of fun. You're going to love the people out there.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena for New Year's Eve.
Nice.
Yeah, man. So come out. It's going to be sick.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep. Watch Chelsea Lately. I'm on.
Yep.
Watch OMG Insider. It comes on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And make sure.
Check your local listing.
7 and at 7:30, people, for around the country. We're prime time. Joe Trust. We're prime time. 3 million people watch our show every single day.
He's interviewing Cyndi Lauper this week.
I have. She's awesome.
And the guy.
She's awesome.
And the guy from All in the Family. Bo, where are you going to be at?
I'm going to be with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I continue to use you.
Come on.
Ryan Live, I love you.
Yeah, follow what's him. Ryan's tweet?
At
Twitter.
DJ Ryan Live.
All right.
Please watch Michael Yo. He's got an exclusive interview with Britney Spears eating cupcakes.
That was like last week.
And Enrique Iglesias, his best friend. Okay. It's called the BFF interview.
We will be back next week, a couple days before Christmas. And then we're going to have another show. But the middle of January, big announcement. Big announcement.
Big announcement.
Thank you so much for listening.
Michael Yo, you're the shit. I love you.
I love you. Love
Bo,
you.
Bo, you're the shit. Keep listening, guys.
All right, later.
Thank you.
Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all. What's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City Gritty Committee, pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty.
Dude up. Dude up.